Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. I have to admit that growing up, so I grew up and I was born and raised in Mexico City, and I moved to the U.S. when I was 12 years old in 2008. So I am ESL, as we call it, or English as a second language. And I have to admit that when I heard this gospel story about taking the yoke upon and learn from me, I was always wondering, as weird as it sounds, or childish as it sounds, why is Jesus talking about an egg? But then later I found out what it really meant. And obviously, as a city boy that I was, you have to understand some farming context in order to understand what the yoke means. I'm not even aware of that. So it was a couple, I think last year when my pastor was giving a sermon on this, that I finally realized what it actually was. So if you find yourself in the similar boat like myself, the yoke is, or at least I found out last year, that the yoke is that thing when in farming that connects two animals together in order to help them carry whatever they're carrying. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, amen?
Okay.
So he didn't lie to me. So it is interesting then that the Lord is saying, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." What is it that the Lord is trying to teach us? The Lord is inviting us to carry his yoke with him, to be intimately united with him, so that we can learn from him, so that we can learn from his humble and meek heart, so that we can be transformed by being intimately united with him. See, there's a lot of things that happen in our lives, good and bad. We know that life is not easy all the time. It doesn't matter whether you come from the best family or not. We all have things that we are struggling with. We all have things that we continue to do. Perhaps it's the sin that we continue to confess every time we go to confession. Father, I do this. Father, I do that. Perhaps it's a form of addiction that we are going through. Perhaps it is our fight against the world that tells us that there is no longer need for religion. There is no longer room for Christ. The further you are away from the church, the happier you will be. Or perhaps it is the pain, and it is especially a pain for many mothers, and perhaps even some fathers, of their kids not practicing the faith anymore. Father, what did I do wrong that my kids no longer want to come to church? And the burden that all of the parents have of realizing that the faith that they so love, the kids don't want to practice. I can go on and on and on. But we all know, and you know in your own lives, what are those things that are affecting you, that you are struggling with, that you are not understanding. But the Lord today, he invites us to carry his yoke, to be intimately united with him, so that everything that we are going through, it gets transformed, it gets changed. See, the whole point of our lives as Christian, and even the whole point of celebrating this Eucharist, and all of us who are here, is we are supposed to offer the Lord all the things that are happening in our lives. When the priest at the beginning of the Mass says, "Let us pray," I don't know if you notice, and I don't know if Father Ricky does it, and if he does, then I'll yell at him for you. There's supposed to be a moment for a pause, for silence. But why is that? The reason why is that is because as the priest says, "Let us pray," and before the opening prayer, it is so that the priest can collect all of your offerings that you are doing at this Mass. And then the priest takes those same offerings and offers it to the Lord on the altar, the good and the bad. So the Lord reminds us today, and I already talked too much, and don't complain to Father Ricky when he gets back. The Lord reminds us today that he wants us to tell him what we are going through, the good and the bad, because he wants to take that. He wants us to carry the yoke with him, because he wants to remind us that we are not alone, that he is with us until the end of times. And if you're wondering, Father Jorge, nice words. How do I know that the Lord is truly present with me? Well, my brothers and my sisters, aren't we here to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? It is not just a piece of bread. It is just not a piece of wine. It is the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It is the same Jesus who dies for us on the cross. The same Jesus who performed miracles and spoke of the great news of the kingdom of God. It is that same Jesus that we get to receive today in this Eucharistic celebration. It is the same Jesus that wants to invite us to be intimately united with him so that we can carry the yoke with him, and in doing so, we can learn from him.